become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. On our way down.
All right, folks, we're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 26th day of September, 2005, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. Talking about Senate gives Bush $50 billion more for Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, this is amazing. Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me back up here. Reflecting a post-Hurricane Katrina debate about the role of the military in domestic affairs, the bill also will require that a report be provided on how National Guard units in neighboring states can be used to assist those affected by natural disasters. Let me run by this again. The role of the military in domestic affairs. Well, they should have given a little bit more print on that one, don't you think? Posse comitatus? You know, not only were we using American troops on American soil, we decided to invite the Mexicans in, too. Why didn't we just invite the Russians, the Canadians, and everybody else? Well, hell, since China's our good bud and pal now, their most favored nation status, why didn't we bring Chinese troops over here, too? Why not? We're just a global little society anymore, right? Who'd get too upset about the Chinese? Actually, it would have been a great PR move to have the red Chinese communists running around armed in our streets. That would have been lovely. But, you know, Rove and the boys, George Bush and the boys, think it's a great idea to involve the military in domestic use. This man needs fired right now. This is a making of the ascended king. Forget the other shoe dropping. Forget anything else, folks. We've been warning you about this, the emerging police state, for years. And here it is. Well, and what other kind of disaster? Oh, when the Fed decides they want to set off a nuclear device, say a dirty bomb, or maybe they want to release, maybe they've been practicing, maybe all this spraying that you've been seeing going on for how many years now was to maybe spray some anthrax or something in the air. Who knows? Who knows? And quite frankly, we could speculate. So for right now, for all intents and purposes, who cares? The point is that we do not, under any circumstances, use the United States military and its assets on our soil. Come on, George. Aren't you satisfied with going and beating up the Afghanis and the Iraqis and soon to be the Iranians? Isn't that good enough for you? No, you got to turn the troops loose on our own soil against us. That's what this is. Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, the chairman of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, said lawmakers and staff members were still working on the language. Yeah, you'd better work on it a little bit more. Because I remember Posse Comitatus, and I remember why the reasons why American troops are not supposed to be used against Americans. You know, this was one of the checks and balances, folks, that we get some wingnut in the White House just can't turn the troops on his own people. That was the main reason for it. The House already has approved $45 billion more for the next, for the wars as part of a $409 billion version of the bill providing money for the Defense Department for the budget year that begins on October 1. Both the Senate and the House versions provided for 3.1% pay raise for the military, but the bills differ in other areas. The conflicts must be sorted out before Congress sends the final bill to the president for a signature. How about sending a nice little note, Mr. Congressman, to the... Yeah, send this bill. Send him an IOU and say, no, you already got us far enough in debt for flimsy reasons. Sorry, Charlie. I'll continue with the story after the break. We'll also take your phone calls this hour at 800-313-9443. We'll resume right after this short break.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring Them Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringthemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Overall, Congress has already given the president about $350 billion for combat and reconstruction in Iraq and Afghanistan and fighting terrorism worldwide since the attacks of September 11, 2001. According to the Congressional Research Service, which writes reports for lawmakers, the total includes $82 billion that lawmakers approved in May. The Bush administration has not yet asked for more money, war money. Well, he doesn't have to. Congress is more than ready to fork it up for him. But lawmakers are reluctant to wait for a formal request. Costs are certain given that there's no end in sight to involvement in Iraq or Afghanistan. Really? Who the heck made that decision? Lawmakers are doling out dollars for the wars, even as concerns arise about paying for reconstruction of the hurricane-ravaged Gulf Coast. At the same time, Congress and the president are facing public unease about the direction of the war in Iraq, according to public opinion polls that show dwindling support for it. Dwindling? It's almost non-existent. Remember 100,000 protesters to pull us out of Iraq in Washington this weekend? 500 showed up for it? I was surprised there was even 500 that dared even showed up. That must be everybody in the country by now. But the bill is stalled, said Stevens. Said the panel couldn't wait any longer to approve the spending bill, given that the new budget year is approaching. We know that 2006 funding will be needed in early November. Excluding war money, the Senate bill totals $390 billion, more than the $364 billion the House approved, but less than the $397 billion that the President had requested for the Department of Defense. So what are we talking here? A lousy $7 billion less? That's chump change. You know how these politicians think. We're already $71 trillion in the hole, so how big is $7 billion to these clowns? Just add it on. Just add it on the bill. This is going to pay for the permanent manpower increases in the Army to 522,400 soldiers, and they're going to be adding 178,000 to the Marines. I don't know where they're going to get them from. Lawmakers want to increase active duty troop levels to take pressure off of National Guard and Reserve troops serving overseas. Well, let me see. If we didn't have the National Guard off in Iraq right now, would there have been a quicker response because of Katrina? Yeah, maybe. And maybe if it wasn't left up to Homeland Security. Did a marvelous job, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Mr. Chertoff. And they had the audacity to fire Brown. Now, why did they do that? Shame, shame. Well, we all know that FEMA and Homeland Security is not there to deal with people, folks. They're there to lock down property and guard it. I want to get into next the Blackwater. Well, that's right. Private security firm hired by Homeland Security. That's right. That's right. We'll hire private mercs to patrol the streets down in Louisiana. We'll get to that in a second. Adds $422 million for the National Guard and Reserve equipment, some of which is being used and battered in the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan. National Guard didn't have anything to begin with, folks. $422 million ain't even going to make up for the stuff that they've lost, because they didn't have that much to even take with them. And they had less to work with here in this country. Does it show you where our priorities are outlined here? Includes $622.5 million to support additional recruiting and retention incentives at a time when enlistments are lagging. Wouldn't need enlistments, folks. If we weren't off fighting wars, we shouldn't be fighting. Period. We're broke in this country. To spend any money on a war right now is insane to begin with. Let alone with this loony character in Washington, D.C., Baby Bush, and his band of renown came up with the reasons why we should be in Iraq in a war. I mean, it's absolutely insane. Tell you what, let me take some calls here. I don't want to leave you guys hanging. One guy's been on the phone for 40 minutes already. Don, how did you sneak in here?
Okay. I got a couple of things I want to get to real quick. First, this is a thing that was in my Sunday paper. This article here is, I'll give you a little brief part of it. We do not believe that the Ohio legislature intended to foster a secret police in Ohio, nor do we believe the Ohio Supreme Court intended to do so. However, a carelessly broad law passed in 2000 has led to a ruling that makes all city photos of police officers private documents. This has led, in one case, to an absurd request from a police union that a newspaper turn over all photos in its possession. You know, you got to wonder where this is going and how many other states it's already happened in.
Well, you don't want to take photographs of people doing stuff that's illegal. Okay, mm-hmm. You don't want that. It's okay for the police to have video cameras in their cars when they make stops or arrest. But for the public, and they've been real nervous about this for a number of years, that the public is out there. I mean, remember Rodney King? Do you think that would have been a biggest case as it was if you didn't have somebody out there with a video camera? I mean, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
As much as it could exonerate the police, it could also hurt them. So, therefore, our pictures, you can't take our pictures, and you certainly can't take video of what we're doing out here in public, even though we're supposed to be your servants.
Okay. Secondly, do you know if Armed Forces Radio in Iraq is still letting Rush Limbaugh on there?
I have no idea what these poor guys are subjected to over there. But, I mean, if anybody was going to be, it would probably be Rush Limbaugh. I would almost make a safe bet because he's been a mouthpiece for the Project for the New American Century people for a long time. So I don't see cutting Rush Limbaugh off to the troops in Iraq. If anything, the misguided troops would think that Rush Limbaugh was kind of a cheerleader for them.
Mm-hmm. With the flooding problems you've had lately, have you been watching for any utility companies pulling up out front and trying to put in any Y-valves?
Any who valves?
Y-valves or T-valves, whatever.
I don't know exactly what that means.
There's a good article on it about they're putting them in front of everybody's residence so they can actually pump in whatever they want, you know, off of what regularly goes through the pipes and stuff like that, so they can send it just to individual homes and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't heard about that one.
Okay, it's either Y-valve or T-valve. Possibly T-valve. Okay, lately they've been talking a lot about, you know, let's get another, you know, crew to go to the moon or the Mars or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, a couple of years ago I remember that Russia was talking about putting a satellite up that would basically be like a satellite, so it would shine light back down onto the Earth with, you know, they wanted to, you know, warm up different places of Siberia, right? Okay, well, you know, instead of something like that, it's still a good idea because, I mean, if we're, you know, having problems with any kind of terrorist, you know, be it real or fake or something like that, it'd be a good thing to have an extra flashlight, basically, up there in the sky that we can zoom in on an area that if a plane goes down in the Everglades again or something like that, we could shine that light right down on there so we don't, you know, we have a major spotlight right on the subject or, you know, building goes down or something like that.
The ultimate eye in the sky with its own headlight. I like it. Yeah.
Well, just, you know, for reflecting light, but, you know, at nighttime, you know, it's hard for people to see what's going on and where, you know, bodies are and stuff like that, you know. But anyways,
yeah,
it's better than going to the moon or Mars right now anyways.
Well, and you know, let me use the analogy I used last hour. You know, how many ghettos could we eliminate in this country? Every major city has them. I don't give a hoot if it's Cleveland or New York or L.A. or wherever it is. Let's just use the money to eliminate the ghettos in this country. How'd be that one? I mean, if we're going to do a public giveaway program here, let's not go back to the moon where we've already been. You know, it'd be real nice to go to Mars and walk around up there, too. But you know what? This country is broke. It's more than broke.
No doubt.
It is in debt beyond the capability to recover. Unless we institute a new money supply and pay off the old debt with a new funny money system.
Who do you have? You said earlier on that you were going to have possibly Anderson putting in some time in during the week or something like that. Do you have any idea, you know, what's coming up here in the near future with a different host?
Anderson.
From, I can't think of his name. L.A.
Terry Anderson.
Yes.
The guy is slow to change. We've been trying to talk him into doing more programming on the network, but it takes him years to make up his mind. And this is what the guy, I'm not joking about this, this is what his producer told me. He's been on him to do more programming on the network. I would like to see him do it, but these things with people like Terry take time.
You still talk with Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, one final thought. David Ray Griffin, Frosty Woolridge, and 2008.
What, for president?
Yeah, president and vice president.
Oh, God, please no.
Why not?
Because I need people that are more educated in our form of government.
Well, Frosty knows a lot about what's going on in the border stuff.
Yeah, what we don't need is another president of this country that knows just a little bit or just enough to be dangerous.
Okay, how about Schwartz then and Frosty?
Well, Carl wants to look. I had a talk with Carl Schwartz about this, and I told him, I said, the best that you can hope for out of this deal is to be another, like another Ross Perot when we had George Bush Sr. and Clinton squaring off. I said to use this as an educational format would be great because even people today can recall the sawed-off Texans' resounding words. You hear that giant sucking sound? That's your job's going to Mexico.
Going to have Joe Bannister on here pretty soon?
We may.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. Bob and Jim, I'll get to your calls next, and I want to go into more news and information. This is the National Intel Report, folks, and I'm your radio gun. Nah, that other guy uses that. I'm your radio talk show host, John Stadtmiller, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hang in there.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Rita exposes evacuation problems that could be more deadly in urgent crises. Story hit the Detroit News here. And it points out several things, so I'll cover that. But first, let me go back to the phones here. Bob in Kansas. Hello, Bob.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You know, it's funny you should bring that money thing up.
Money?
Yeah,
you
money.
Mean you mean the thing that we don't have, and it's not representative of money anyhow?
That abstract object money.
Yes.
You know, they always told me that's abstract, those numbers. You know, you just can't really put your mind around it, so don't try.
Yeah, that. Are they talking about because you can't add or subtract the numbers that they throw around?
Pretty much.
And no calculators. If you ever notice, no calculators go up that high.
I know. I've noticed that.
Uh-huh.
Not even the Cray computers, I don't think, at this point. Now, the guys on Sunday are talking the same thing you are. You know, all the regular mainline people. None of the Republican types had anything good to say about Bush, and they tried to schmooze, but they couldn't really come up with anything. The liberal types, even one of them, sounded more conservative than liberal. One guy from the New York Times named Friedman stated that, let's not call this bill the bill to rebuild New Orleans. Let's call this, how much money are we going to borrow from China to rebuild New Orleans? Right there in front of God and everybody, he says, in the last 2 years, George Bush has borrowed almost $1 trillion from China.
Yep.
He said, and you all may say that that's not a problem. Well, it's not a problem until it becomes a problem, but it's going to be a problem.
Well,
I'm quoting what he said.
Well, let me see here. We gave away the Panama Canal to him. Maybe we can give the St. Lawrence Seaway away to the Chinese. Because,
hey,
you know, if you don't repay the money that you borrow, you got to put something up for it.
Collateral.
Yep.
Well, that's just collateral damage then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Now, the other thing is you were going to talk about Blackwater, and I noticed something a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, however many ago, when they first hit the ground down there in New Orleans, and they were interviewing a Blackwater guy, and he was complaining. He says, I can't wait to get back to Iraq. We had a bulletproof BMW, you know, those SUVs. We had this, we had that. We're only making $350 a day here per diem. Plus per diem, which food and lodging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're griping about $350 a day, man.
Well, and I caught Jack McLam, and he said this, that he was doing kind of a recruitment, and I got the number, and I talked to the people. One of the people that was involved in a security company that was trying to recruit listens or used to listen to my show. And I called this guy up, and I said, you guys are mercs, man. I said, number one, I said, whose jurisdiction are you going to be under down there? Well, under the states. No, it's not true. They're under Homeland Security. And I said, that means feds. So don't you dare sit there and tell me that, well, we're just recruiting for some people, you know, to come down here and they'll be paid well. And Jack did kind of a partial retraction on that deal. Thank God that McLam did that. But now I'll get into the Blackwater Down story here in a second. And it's actually going to appear in The Nation for next month's edition.
But, John, they're griping about $350 a day plus room and board paid for?
You know,
come on, man.
Well, you know, hey, mercenaries, now look. Now, mercenaries have a job to do, and they put their lives on their line to do it. But mercenaries are mercenaries. They're guns for hire. So, you know, I mean, that might be an insult to them, you know, only getting paid $350 for the day that you might get shot by one of these looters down there.
Look, they didn't pay that much way back when, and I know for a fact they didn't way back when 30, 35 years ago. So,
yeah.
So what are they getting in? Anyway, back to, and in ISI, one of the mainline news guys was interviewing a couple of folks from ISI. There was three men there with their M16s and their bulletproof vests standing around walking through some neighborhood that was dry.
Right.
And he wanted to interview them about something, but what I noticed is the man had a very, very Slavic accent. And I thought, well, good God, these must be Czechoslovakians. Well, later I find out that ISI is hiring all these Israeli guys.
Sure. Absolutely.
And
See, when you hire private mercs, you know, it's kind of a global kind of thing. Because mercenaries, as I described, do one thing. They rent their bodies out per day or per mission. And they are usually paid pretty well. So,
well, you know, it's ridiculous, and the people are just laying down for it. I'll let you go, John.
All right.
Good.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll get into that Blackwater Down thing. It's very interesting. Let's slide in one more caller here, Jim in Michigan. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good.
Good. We're in big trouble anyway.
Boy, ain't we? It depends on which way you want to go. Pick three, just pick 1 degree out of the 360, and you're going to run headlong into problems.
I don't know. I wish we can just try Bush for treason. He's a treasonous president we ever had.
Well, we're going to have to do more than that. We're going to have to make sure that the next president that takes the seat in the Oval Office is in no shape, way, form, or fashion even remotely like George Bush or
right.
Bill Clinton or, you know, anybody else.
Or Hillary or whatever.
See, there you go.
Yeah. I voted for third party. I didn't vote for Republican or I didn't vote for neither one of these bums.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. And, you know, I'm a Christian myself, and I don't understand people. Understand the Christians. Why would you want to vote for a man like Mr. Bush that is CFR, that is skull and bones? I don't understand.
Well, that's because the people in the pulpits are not speaking the right words. Because if they were true Christians, they wouldn't let this guy get away with calling himself one.
Mm-hmm. He's not a real Christian.
There you go.
You know them by their fruit.
Thanks for your call, Jim. Got a break. We'll be right back, folks, in a couple of minutes, and I'll get into Blackwater Down. We'll be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Folks, we have Berkey lights. Now, you know what Berkey lights are. No, they're not flashlights. Berkey light is the British Birkenfeld water filtration system that everybody should have. I mean, I keep watching these disasters happen, and what's the first thing that flies off the shelf? This happened here in Central Texas. We went out to the store. We have HEB down here, grocery stores. And we went out, what day was that? One day last week, because Rita was supposedly going to hit Central Texas. And then it took a strange turn, and, well, it hit Louisiana again. But at any rate, walked into the grocery store, unusually busy for a weekday, and what was the first thing was gone? That's right, water. It cracks me up that people, they're always in this emergency mode. They're always trying to play catch-up. You know, the nice thing about the Berkey light is it's lightweight. It's made out of that same material that jet aircraft windshields are made out of, almost indestructible, lightweight. And to be able to filter your own water no matter where you go and from what source. Sounds like a pretty liberating thing to me. But yet there's a ton of people out there that still do not have Berkeys, and it's something that should be used. And you folks out there that have bought these from us over the years and still have them in your box, in your closet, Get them out. Use them. Be able to drink clear, pure water every single day of your life. What do you need the chlorine and the fluoride in there? What do you need all the cryptosporidium or anything else? And by the way, the only time that you get that boil alert is after they discover that there's a problem with municipal water. You people out there with wells, why do you keep putting up with the egg smell from your water? If you've got iron or sulfur in your water, why are you still drinking it? Ugh. Give us a call here. Get a Berkey light. And that's what the lighted base for emergency purposes is, rechargeable batteries for $259. If you don't want the lighted base, well, that's fine. You can get it for $199. And you get a free sports bottle, a Berkey sports bottle that will do the same thing that the Berkeys do, only in portable fashion. You can leave that in your car. But we'll also give you something else, folks. We'll give you a free silver dollar, circa 1922. You're thinking to yourself, well, geez, John, what kind of giveaway is that? That's only worth about $7.50, $8. It's one of those gifts that'll keep growing and give you later. Remember what happened in 79? Oh, that's right. Gold almost went up to 1,000 and silver went up to $50. Oh, that's right. That's a gift that it may appear small now, but it will loom larger in the future. Or an aronizer. How about an SS-8? Will handle up to 1,500 to, in some people, 2,000 square feet, depending on your level of pollution in your house. Minimally, it'll handle 1,500 square feet. Folks, I'm breathing air in this network right now. We were flooded with 4 inches of raw sewage. We didn't miss a day here. Well, the network was down for a couple of days because stuff was destroyed, but that didn't keep us out of here. It smells rather good in here today. You can really tell the difference when these aeronizers are running. A wonderful unit that kills bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home, or in case your toilet's back up, like happened around here. Normally $600, folks, with a big guarantee. I think it's got a 4-year guarantee on it now. Normally $600, on sale for $480, and we'll give you a silver dollar with that one, too. All you need to do is call us, folks, at 800-724-2719. Just say extension 116, and you can talk to my lovely wife, Sandra. 800-724-2719. Do I hear the phones ringing? Oh, come on, folks. Buy one today. All proceeds, by the way, from all products sold, that's right, go for the operation of this network. And I might add that we have a store. Oh, that's right. We have a storefront now. And don't go to Wally World or Kmart or wherever you shop. Take a look at our online store. We've got thousands of products up there. Thousands. RepublicTradingPost.com. Check it out. You haven't done it yet? Well, you haven't even written down the site yet. RepublicTradingPost.com. Or you can go to RBNLive.com and click right on it. It'll go take you right to it. We have a couple of different stores up there. But the RepublicTradingPost.com, thousands. And I'm talking cheap tools, auto accessories, clothing, apparel, bags, you name it. It's up there. Take a look at it. RepublicTradingPost.com. All right. Blackwater down. And if I have time, I'll get into the ridiculous story here of groups that are opposing a new gun law in Florida. That's right. The right to defend yourself. The men from Blackwater USA arrived in New Orleans right after Katrina hit. The company, known for its private security work guarding senior U.S. diplomats in Iraq, beat the federal government and most aid organizations to the scene in another devastated Gulf. About 150,000 heavily armed Blackwater troops, dressed in full battle gear, spread out into the chaos of New Orleans. Officially, the company boasted of its forces joining the hurricane relief effort, but its men on the ground told a different story. Some patrolled the streets in SUVs with tinted windows and Blackwater logos splashed on the back. Others sped around the French Quarter in unmarked cars with no license plates. They congregated on the corner of St. James and Bourbon in front of a bar called 7-Eleven, where Blackwater was establishing a makeshift headquarters. Makes sense to me. Do it at the bar. From the balcony above the bar, several Blackwater guys cleared out what had apparently been someone's apartment. They threw mattresses, clothes, shoes, and other household items from the balcony on the street below. They draped an American flag from the balcony's railing. More than a dozen troops from the 82nd Airborne Division stood in formation on the street watching the action. Our men shuffled in and out of the building as a handful told stories of their past experiences in Iraq. I worked the security detail of both Bremer and Negroponte, said one of the Blackwater guys, referring to the former head of the U.S. occupation, L. Paul Bremer, and former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte. Another complained while talking on his cell phone that he was only getting $350 a day plus per diem, as my caller reminded me a few minutes ago. When they told me New Orleans, I said, "What country is that in?" he said. He wore his company ID around his neck in a case that said, with a phraseology on it, Operation Iraqi Freedom. In an hour-long conversation I had with four Blackwater men, they characterized their work in New Orleans as securing neighborhoods and confronting criminals. They all carried automatic assault weapons and had guns strapped to their legs. Their flak jackets were covered with pouches for extra ammunition. When asked what authority they were operating under, one guy said, "We're on contract with the Department of Homeland Security." Then, pointing to one of his comrades, he said, "He was even deputized by the governor of the state of Louisiana. We can make arrests and use lethal force if we deem it necessary." The man then held up a gold Louisiana law enforcement badge he wore around his neck. Blackwater spokesman Ann Duke also said the company has a letter from the Louisiana officials authorizing its forces to carry loaded weapons. "This vigilantism demonstrates the utter breakdown of government," says Michael Ratner, president of the Center for Constitutional Rights. "These private security forces have behaved brutally with impunity in Iraq. To have them now on the streets of New Orleans is frightening and possibly illegal." Blackwater is not alone. As business leaders and government officials talk openly about changing the demographics of what was once one of the most culturally vibrant of America's cities, mercenaries from companies like DynCorp, Intercon, American Security Group, Blackhawk, Wackenhunt, and the Israeli company called Instinctive Shooting International, that's the ISI group, were fanning out to guard private businesses and homes as well as government projects and institutions. Within 2 weeks of the hurricane, the number of private security companies registered in Louisiana jumped from 185 to 235. Some, like Blackwater, are under federal contract. Others have been hired by wealthy elite like F. Patrick Quinn III, who brought in private security to guard his $3 million private estate and his luxury hotels, which are under consideration for lucrative federal contracts to house FEMA workers. A possibly deadly incident involving Quinn's hired guns underscores the danger of private forces policing American streets. Same way with our own military forces, folks, because that's what they're trained to do, and that's to kill. On his second night in New Orleans, Quinn's security chief, Michael Montgomery, who said he worked for an Alabama company called Bodyguard and Tactical Security, or BATS, was on a heavily armed security detail en route to pick up one of Quinn's associates and escort him through the chaotic city. Montgomery told me that they came under fire from black gangbangers on an overpass near the poor Ninth Ward neighborhood. "At the time, I was on the phone with my business partner," he recalls. "I dropped the phone and returned fire." Montgomery says he and his men were armed with AR-15s and Glocks, and that they unleashed a barrage of bullets in the general direction of the alleged shooters on the overpass. "After that, all I heard was moaning and screaming, and the shooting stopped. That was it. Enough said." Then Montgomery says the Army showed up, yelling at us and thinking we were the enemy. "We explained to them that we were security. I told them that what had happened, and they didn't care. They just left." 5 minutes later, Montgomery says Louisiana state troopers arrived on the scene, inquired about the incident, and then asked them for directions on how they could get out of the city. Montgomery says that no one ever asked him for any details of the incident, and no report was ever made. "One thing about security," Montgomery says, is that we all coordinate with each other, one family." That's how he describes himself. That coordination doesn't include the offices of the Secretaries of State in Louisiana and Alabama, which have no record of the BATS company, by the way. A few miles away from the French Quarter, another wealthy New Orleans businessman, James Rice, who serves in the Mayor Ray Nagin's administration as chairman of the city's regional transit authority, brought in some heavy guns to guard the elite gated community of Autobahn Place. Israeli mercenaries dressed in black and armed with M16s, two Israelis patrolling the gates outside Autobahn, told me they had served as professional soldiers in the Israeli military, and one boasted of having participated in the invasion of Lebanon. "We have been fighting the Palestinians all day, every day, our whole lives," one of them tells us. "Here in New Orleans, we're not guarding from terrorists." Then tapping on his machine gun, he says, "Most Americans, when they see these things, that's enough to scare them." "That's right, you Israeli jerk. That's why I've got two of them in my closet at home." Just to let you know. The men work for ISI, which describes its employees as veterans of the Israeli Special Task Force from the following Israeli government bodies: the Israeli Defense Force, or the IDF, Israeli National Police Counterterrorism Units, instructors of Israeli National Police Counterterrorism Units, General Security Service, or GSS, or Shin Bet, other restricted intelligence agencies. The company was formed in 1993. Its website profile says, "Our up-to-date services meet the challenging needs for homeland security, preparedness, and overseas combat procedures and readiness. ISI is currently an approved vendor by the U.S. government to supply homeland security services." Isn't that nice? Unlike ISI or BATS, Blackwater is operating under federal contract to provide 164 armed guards for FEMA reconstruction projects in Louisiana. That contract was announced just days after Homeland Security Department spokesman Russ Naki, I think his name is, told the Washington Post that he knew of no federal plans to hire Blackwater or other private security firms. And let me just say this again. If we didn't have our National Guard troops in Afghanistan and Iraq right now, we wouldn't need these private security agencies, would we? We wouldn't need mercs, that's right, mercenaries, for hire to do security. Think about it. But yet we have all these private groups running around armed in our streets, and it's just hunky-dory. It's just fine. We believe that we got the right mix of personnel and law enforcement and the federal government to meet the demands of public safety, this guy says, and talking about Naki, before the contract was announced. The Blackwater men told me they were already on contract with the Department of Homeland Security and that they were sleeping in camps organized by the federal agency. One might ask, given the enormous presence in New Orleans of National Guard, U.S. Army, U.S. Border Patrol, local police, Mexicans, you name it, local police from around the country and practically every other government agency with badges, why private security companies are needed, particularly to guard federal projects. It strikes me that they may not be the best use of the money, according to Illinois Senator Barack Obama. Yes, we do have an Illinois state senator, or a U.S. senator, called Barack Obama, not to be confused with Osama, your mama. Blackwater's success in procuring federal contracts could well be explained by major league contributors and family connections to the GOP. According to election records, Blackwater CEO and co-founder, billionaire Eric Prince, has given tens of thousands of dollars to Republicans, including more than $80,000 to the Republican National Committee the month before Bush's victory in 2000. This past June, he gave $2,100 to Senator Rick Santorum's reelection campaign. He's also given to House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and a slew of other Republican candidates, including Bush and Cheney in 2004. As a young man, Prince interned with President George H.W. Bush, though he complained at the time that he saw a lot of things I didn't agree with, homosexual groups being invited in, the budget agreement, the Clean Air Act, and those kinds of bills. I think the administration has been indifferent to a lot of conservative concerns. Prince, a staunch right-wing Christian, comes from a powerful Michigan Republican family, and his father, Edgar, was a close friend of former Republican presidential candidate and anti-choice leader Gary Bauer. In 1988, the elder Prince helped Bauer start the Family Research Council. Eric Prince's sister, Betsy, once chaired the Michigan Republican Party and is married to Dick DeVos, whose father, billionaire Richard DeVos, is co-founder of the major Republican benefactor Amway. Dick DeVos is also a big-time contributor to the Republican Party and will likely be a GOP candidate for Michigan governor in 2006. Don't doubt that. Another Blackwater founder, President Gary Jackson, is also a major contributor to the Republican campaigns. Now, after the killing of four Blackwater mercenaries in Fallujah in March of 2004, Eric Prince hired the Alexander Strategy Group, a PR firm with close ties to the GOPers like DeLay. By mid-November, the company was reporting 600% growth. In February 2005, the company hired Ambassador Kofi Black, former coordinator with counterterrorism in the Justice Department and former director of the CIA's Counterterrorism Center, as vice chairman. Just as the hurricane was hitting, Blackwater's parent company, the Prince Group, named Joseph Schmitz, who had just resigned as the Pentagon's Inspector General, as the group's chief operating officer and general counsel. See how these kind of jobs are interchangeable? Just lay out a few bucks and you can get all kinds of contracts. We'll take the break, be back on the other side to finish up this edition of the National Intel Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're going to love this one, folks. Out of the Miami Herald, a group opposed to new gun laws targets tourists. Gun control advocates will warn visitors to Florida that new state self-defense law that starts October 1 puts them in jeopardy. Governor Jeb Bush spokeswoman called the campaign ridiculous. Mary Ellen Klass from the Miami Herald writes that enter Florida at your own risk. That's the message supporters of gun control are sending in an ad campaign designed to warn visitors about Florida's new law allowing victims to shoot first in self-defense without fear of prosecution. The law, passed by the Florida legislature in the spring and signed by Governor Jeb Bush, takes effect on October 1. That's the day the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence will start its newspaper ad campaign in London, Chicago, Boston, and Detroit, and hand out flyers to arriving passengers at Miami International Airport. Gee, do you think you can get in there and hand out flyers about anything at Miami's International Airport? I bet you couldn't. The new law may lead to the reckless use of guns on the streets of Florida cities. The one-page flyer reads, the ads will warn that after October 1, visitors face a greater risk of bodily harm in Florida, said Peter Hamm, that's H-A-M-M, spokesman for the Washington-based advocacy group. They're not an advocacy group. They're not advocating the guns. They're against guns. That makes them an anti-gun group. The flyers urge tourists to take precautions such as do not argue unnecessarily with local people and keep your hands in plain sight if you're involved in a traffic accident or a near miss. Now, under the law, which was passed at the urging of the National Rifle Association, Floridians may use deadly force against an attacker even if they could have fled, and requires prosecutors to presume that they acted in self-defense. We're not trying to scare people. The Florida legislature scared people, according to Hamm. The Brady Coalition is urging the legislature to repeal the law, but short of that, we think people need to be aware of this new law, Hamm said. They need to act accordingly. Then they need to make their decision to come to Florida accordingly. In this country, folks, in this country, you know, the old saying was, if you shot somebody, drag them into your house. But no, if you've got people that are threatening bodily harm or have a weapon or whatever, they're on your property, you know, shoot them. I mean, that's... And we saw these ridiculous law cases, Mr. Hamm, you want to talk about ridiculous, that people that were actually breaking into people's houses that weren't shot dead and were able to recover from their gunshot wounds were actually suing the owners of the property. Okay? Yeah, this is how ridiculous things got in this country. They might as well put out the warning about the other 49 states, because we all believe the same thing. Try to steal from me or threaten my life or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to shoot you first and ask questions later. I may not shoot to kill you, but I'm going to disable you rather quickly, trust me. And if you end up with minus a finger or a toe or an arm or a leg, doesn't matter to me. I didn't tell you to illegally come onto my property. So anyhow, to finish up with this, Aaliyah Farage, the governor's spokeswoman, said, we think this is ridiculous. Florida's crime rate has reached a 34-year low, with 80 million visitors who come to our state and can attest to that. It's tragic that they would use gimmicks like that to scare people. The measure expands Florida's Castle Doctrine Law, named after the philosophy that a man's home is his castle, which holds that a person has the right to shoot first in self-defense in his home. The previous law required anyone attacked in a public place to retreat first before using deadly force in self-defense. But the new law removed the obligation to flee. Gun rights supporters say the change will serve as a stronger deterrent against crime. Yeah, dead criminals don't do the crime the next day. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And don't forget, take advantage of those specials on the Berkeys and the Aaronizers. Help support the network, folks. Come on. 800-724-2719. Around here, we don't do videos, so we got to go with the hardware. You know what I mean? All right, that'll do it for us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, God bless.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.